Mishnah in Sukkah and the Chafayim and Aleph reads as follows. Shluchai mitzvah b'tur min ha-sukkah, cholin l'sham shayin b'tur min ha-sukkah, olchen v'shosin arai chutz l'sukkah. There are three halachas that the Mishnah delineates. Let's focus on the first halacha. Shluchai mitzvah b'tur min ha-sukkah. What does shluchai mitzvah mean? So Rashi writes, holchei b'derech mitzvah, those who are going on a derech mitzvah. We didn't talk about that they're osik the mitzvah right now, but they're holche b'derech mitzvah. Kigon lilmo toro l'hakbo p'nei rabo v'lifto shvuyim. Three cases Rashi gives. Lilmo toro, to learn Torah. Not that he's learning Torah now, but he's going b'derech to learn Torah. L'hakbo p'nei rabo. That's a nice mitzvah. Interesting, Rashi picked on that mitzvah, this episode. This tefillin shofar, interesting. L'hakbo p'nei rabo v'lifto shvuyim. Okay, lifto shvuyim is a real mitzvah. Right here. But holchei b'derech, it's a very interesting Rashi. We're going to have to stop on this Rashi and figure it out, but not today. Okay, we'll get back to this Rashi, hopefully. Very interesting that Rashi picked these three examples of shluchei mitzvah. P'turim min ha-sukkah, says Rashi, afilu b'shas chaniyasa, not only when the holchei b'derech mitzvah, but even b'shas chaniyasa, where ostensibly they're not holchei b'dvar mitzvah. They're not going on the road, they're resting. Rashi already tells us that even b'shas chaniyasa, they're also potter. It's based on the Brisa. We'll see. The Brisa, Daf Chavov, says that even B'Shas Chaniyos and even Balayla, if they're Holchei B'Dvar Mitzvah, then even Balayla, they're going to be Potter. So Rashi alludes to the Brisa. He's setting us up for everything we're going to see in the future, but you have to pick up on that, Rashi. So what's the mocha for this halacha? Shluchei Mitzvah P'tur Min HaSukkah. No Hani Mili Fakti Gemara. Yitan Rabbona B'Shivlecha B'Esecha Prad La'ozik B'Mitzvah U'Volech Lecha V'Aderech Prad L'Chosin. The pasuk in Kriya Shema says, "B'shivlecha v'esecha v'lechlecha v'aderech," but you have to read Kriya Shema. B'shivlecha v'esecha, if you're in your home, v'lechlecha v'aderech, when you're on the way. So why these extra words? What do we need these words for? So chiyuv of Kriya Shema. Why does it have to say this? B'shivlecha v'esecha prad la'osek b'mitzvah. Osek b'mitzvah is prater min ha-mitzvah. Someone who's osek in a mitzvah doesn't have to read Kriya Shema. V'lechlecha v'aderech is prat l'chosn. Kan amra konesus avesu l'pater v'yasu almona chayv. Konesis Abasula is Pata, Chosin is Pata from Kriyashma. Very strange. If Osik the Mitzvah is Pata and a Mitzvah, so why does the Bryce have to mention Chosin? Especially, Chosin is an Osik the Mitzvah. He's what? Is he Osik the Mitzvah? So the problem is he's not really Osik the Mitzvah. That's what Rashi picks up. Well, after Chavadera Pata Chosin, Afal Gabdu Hunami the Mitzvah Torid. It's three chalahu trei koi. I need two psukim for osik b'mitzvah and for chosin. The have a ksiv chag kevin the chosin lav behed you a ksiv b'kra. Have a mina v'potar akosav el atoriah v'osav meleches mitzvah b'yadayim o mahalech l'mitzvah. If it didn't say b'lech l'chav aderach, I'd assume that osik b'mitzvah is potem l'mitzvah only if he's osik b'meleches mitzvah b'yadayim or he's mahalech l'mitzvah, which is an extension. He's not actually being osik b'mitzvah b'yadayim mamish now. He's going to a mitzvah. So if I only had the words b'shiv t'chav v'esach, I'd think that osik b'mitzvah is potem l'mitzvah, he's osik b'mitzvah b'yadayim. And what does that mean? Since the Gemara continues, b'shiv t'chav v'esach, B'sheves didachu de mechayves rachmana, but not b'sheves de mitzvah. B'lech b'chav aderech, b'leches didachu de mechayves, but not b'leches de mitzvah. Oze b'mitzvah, yeah. But leches de mitzvah, sheves de mitzvah, so then he's potter min ha-mitzvah. But I would think that only b'leches de mitzvah, or oze b'leches mitzvah b'yadayim, then he's potter min ha-mitzvah. But chosin, what's chosin? Chosin is oze b'mitzvah b'yadayim, what's he doing b'yadayim? He'll be osik b'mitzvah b'yadayim at some point in time. He'll have a mitzvah be'ila, a mitzvah peravu, a mitzvah v'ona. There is a mitzvah in the be'ila, but he's not doing that now. It's doch the chuppah. He's potter already at the time of the chuppah. So why is the chosin potter? Av chosin shi'yoshev u'batel v'ena osik el tarik ma'sheres be'ila. Chosin is not actually being osik b'mitzvah. He's yoshev u'batel. Yoshev u'batel. He's in the chuppah. Yoshev u'batel. So I would think he hasn't heard the b'machsheves be'ila, but I would think that l'potter akosav, I think there's no p'tur, hilkat mekra yisera, ashme'ina the potter mekriyishma, the tarif b'machsheves be'ila. Mekra yisera, b'lech l'chavadera, teaches me even chas. What does it teach me? That not only is osik b'mitzvah b'yadayim potter min ha-mitzvah, but even tarif b'machsheves mitzvah is also potter min ha-mitzvah. Tarif b'machsheves mitzvah, that's the chiddush of b'lech l'chavadera. It's the chiddush. I wouldn't know that from B'shiftach HaBveisach, because from B'shiftach HaBveisach, I think Osik B'mitzvah B'yadayim Mahalech lemitzvah, those people are put them in a mitzvah. They're not tarvim achsheves be'ila. Comes b'lardav v'adarech and teaches me even tarvim achsheves be'ila. To that, the Gemara concludes that konesis of the sula is put. Because konesis of the sula is tarvim achsheves be'ila. Konesis of almona is not tarvim achsheves be'ila. Why not? What's the difference? Maishna. Is it achsheves be'ila in both cases? What's the answer? One word.
Basulim,
my Rashi of Brachas fills you in the parallel sugya. The Tosfos makes reference to the Saras Hashas and Sadi Gemara makes reference to, right? The Gemara in Brachas has the parallel sugya. That's the Mishnah. Chosim is potem a kriyishma. The Gemara in Brachas Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. So Rashi there in the Gemara says that the Chosim was. Konis is a basula, he's talking about Shabbos Be'ila because he's afraid he won't find basulin. That's an extra tier. Konis is a almona, there is no basulim, so he's about to do a mitzvah. He's going to do the mitzvah of ona, let's say. But that's not, doesn't produce a tirda. Tirda yisera that will pat him from the mitzvah. No, Konis is a basula, he's talking about Shabbos Be'ila because he's Torah be'esek ha-besulim, says Rashi in Brachos. Konez is someone who's not Torah be'esek ha-besulim, so therefore, he's not part of the Menachis. That's the extra posuk, Rashi says. L'echlech ha-vaderech is part of the chosin, because I would think, from Meshivtach ha-besech, only ozik v'mitzvah v'yadayim, or mahalich l'mitzvah is part of the Menachitzvah, comes b'l'echlech ha-vaderech and tells me even chosin. It's a ribuy hakra, according to Rashi. A ribuy hakra. L'echlech ha-vaderech is a ribuy hakra that comes to be mar b'chosin. Some of you saw Tosfos here, Al Asar, has a little bit of a different mahalach, a little bit the opposite of Rashi. We're not going to do Tosfos just now. Maybe we'll get to it later. But this is Rashi's pshat, the Pashup pshat in the Sukkah. The Beshiv Tucha Beisecha teaches that the mitzvah of Yadayim or mahalach the mitzvah part of the mitzvah. There's a ribuy that teaches me even a chosim is Torah b'machsheves be'ila, Torah b'machsheves mitzvah, he's not also the mitzvah of Yadayim, it's part of the mitzvah as well. Yes.
How long the chasm consist? Like, when does he become a chasm? Does he become a chasm at the chuppah, or that whole day before even before the chuppah?
He's saying, when does that Torah b'machsheves mitzvah kick in? Before at the chuppah.
So I say that the chuppah itself a mitzvah.
Nisui in a mitzvah. Okay, but it's done. It's done in a split second. So it's finished. Right, so we're talking about that the chosin, let's say the chosin is beyond the chuppah. Let's say it doesn't say in the Gemara that we're talking about the chosin at the shas chuppah. Maybe it's after the chuppah, between the chuppah and the bias mitzvah. So then he's not doing anything. The misulin is finished. The mitzvah's owner he hasn't done yet. So what's going on over here? He's tarred the machshavas mitzvah. He's thinking of the asik besulim, so that's what part is
in. And that apply the whole day before the chuppah?
Before like, the chuppah? I'm talking after the chuppah now. That's
like,
it.
Would his thought, like the day of the wedding, is his thoughts on Be'ila?
L'chor or not. Let's say it's from the Chuppah and onward.
Why wouldn't it be the whole day?
Does he have a Shem Chosin beforehand?
I mean, but like,
we talk about
his thoughts are on the thoughts.
No, but maybe his, okay, his thoughts are on, so why Dafka that day? He's saying the whole day his thoughts are on the B'yas Mitzvah. That's hard to know. The Rishon, yes.
Can you
talk about when the Shem Chosin begins? Yeah. The
Ufruf
starts at the Ufruf. Yeah.
So can you say before the Chuppah, he has a lot of other things to worry about. Does he have what to be the Kaddish with? Only after
maybe
all
he's not
done,
thinking, he's not focused on the B.S. Mitzvah until after the Chayir.
Right.
I hear enough, that's very good. Sign.
Is Mar assuming that a part of any of the Mitzvah is cured also? Like, it's almost covered. Right?
Not enough. It's not enough. The Chosin has a special cured of the Machshav. But other mitzvahs, of course, a person is tarred b'machshavah. Move an esrei. You want to make sure that you do the mitzvah properly. But that's not a tier to the mitzvah. You don't have a tier to the machshav as much as a
b'yas.
There
are not two criteria for being tarred b'machshavah. Either b'yas like a mitzvah or
yadayim
or
tarred b'machshavah mitzvah. But what kind of machshavah mitzvah are we talking about? Chos. You don't find another example of tarred b'machshavah mitzvah in Rishon. I don't know any other example. This apparently is a. It's a big tier to the machshav, and that's taka why chosin is potter. I wouldn't apply this to other things. The Gemara talks about that you could have a tier to the machshav, but not machshav is mitzvah. Tovas sinas or bayam, right? Ovel, we'll see. There are other cases where we assume the person is tired of the machshav, but not machshav is mitzvah. These are machshav of the rishus. It's not part of a mitzvah. A chasen is really the only example that's given that sees Torah b'machsheves mitzvah. Okay, that's the basic gemara. The osig b'mitzvah is part of a mitzvah learned from b'shivtach v'esecha according to Rashi. And b'lechtach v'adera teaches me part of a chasen, an extra chiddush that a chasen is part of a mitzvah, even though he's only Torah b'machsheves mitzvah, he's not osig b'mitzvah. At first glance, this gemara is a pen. Normally, when we have a kasha, when we try to figure out what a makor of a particular halacha is, so the reason we need a makor is because the svara is not like that. The svara is that a person doesn't have a chiyuv, and comes the makor, comes the pasuk and teaches him that he has a chiyuv. If I wouldn't have a pasuk to teach me that there's a mitzvah of tefillin, I wouldn't know that there's a mitzvah of tefillin. If I wouldn't have a pasuk to teach me to sit in the sukkah, a sukkah stashu shivas yonim, I wouldn't know there's a chiyuv. The pasuk to teach me that there's a chiyuv. Right? And if a person normally is chayav in mitzvahs, I wouldn't think that he has an exemption. I need a pasuk to teach me that the person is potter from a mitzvah. I wouldn't necessarily know that he's potter from a mitzvah. But let's think of this p'tur. Osek b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. Would you say that without b'shivtach v'esecha v'lev b'chav aderech osek b'mitzvah should be chayav in mitzvah? Would you think he should be chayav in mitzvah? You know, a chola. Let's say a chola sheyesh bo sakon. So he's potter min ha-mitzvah. He's potter from mitzvahs because he can't function properly. The Torah doesn't v'chay b'hem below sheyamus b'hem. Right? He's allowed to be chasen. There's a pasuk v'chay b'hem that teaches me that it breaks the rules. Normally, I think that everyone is chayav in mitzvahs. So comes v'chay b'hem and teaches me that no, a chola sheyesh bo sakon. He's potter min ha-mitzvah. He's potter from that. He's potter from mitzvahs in general. Piguach nefesh is not a kol haTorah kula. The svara is he should be chayiv. Comes piguach nefesh and teaches me a new halacha that he's potter. What's it then over here? Would I think this svara that an osik mitzvah is chayiv mitzvah? Why? My only the high mitzvah, my high mitzvah. He's osik b'mitzvah. Osik b'mitzvah. Shluchim mitzvah. The going on the road to a dvar mitzvah. So why should I assume that they have this in this? They're going on the road to it, but they're also in the mitzvah, involved in the mitzvah. Why would I assume that they're chayiv mitzvah, that indeed there's a kosher to tell me that osik mitzvah is part of the mitzvah? The whole price is a pell. Not only do I have one makar, I have two makars, right? B'shivtach v'esecha v'levdach v'adera. Two makars! Not one, but two! But why do I even need any? I shouldn't need any makar. The whole gemara is pilei plime. Why should I need a makar that osik mitzvah is part of the mitzvah? Misvara is part of the mitzvah, because why would I assume that he should stop doing the mitzvah that he's currently doing and do a different mitzvah? Misvara, I would say, continue doing the mitzvah you're doing. My only the high mitzvah, my high mitzvah, why is one mitzvah any stronger? But the second mitzvah is stronger than the first mitzvah, why should I stop doing the mitzvah I'm doing? That's the kasha that some of the Rishonim ask. Ritva, here in the Sugya, is one of those Rishonim. There are others, we'll get to other Rishonim too, but the Ritva has a world famous kasha. Let's see the Ritva completely. Let's see his Loshen and the Kasha, and we'll see the Tavis. The Ikala Medek, Fred the Ritva, a little bit into the Ritva. Ikala Medek, the Vaday Lomamro, Sigrin Zapatim and Mitzvah, Lomashi, Yev, Shilak, Hayem, Shteyem. Not the Ritva, Hanoch. What's the Ritva? Let's start with an assumption. He says, Avada, also Sigrin Zapatim and Mitzvah, is only if it's Yev, Shilak, Hayem, Shteyem. He's throwing out phraseology over here. That's a big phrase in the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah says, Osik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah, only if it's Yev shelakayim shteyem. You can't do both. If you can do both, Dr. Ritva, Vada, you can do both. Why not? What? Because you're doing one, you shouldn't do the other. Why not do both? And I'll bring you a raya, says the Ritva. Ki ba'odo b'suka o sheminech tefillin o shemitzate b'tzitzis o sheyosim mezuzah b'pischa. Ein lefato b'chal ha-mitzvah. A person sitting in the sukkah. But so when he's sitting in the sukkah, that's it. He doesn't have to do any mitzvahs. Right, he can take off his tzitzis. He doesn't have to do mitzvahs. He doesn't have to make brachas. He's sitting in the sukkah. If he's wearing his tzitzis and he's part of the mitzvah, wow, that's a racket. You put on your tzitzis, that's it. If you're wearing tefillin, that's it. A mezuzah, you have a mezuzah up on Pesach Habayis, that's it. Right? I entered into my home with my mezuzah. Huh, that's it. Doesn't make any sense, Dr. Ritva. Obviously, if it's Efshel, Akayim, Shteyim, you're chayiv in both. Oh yeah? Epshilakai, that's what the Ritva assumes. If it's Epshilakai Rishnei, Mechayev in both. Then he brings a raya from Sukkah, Tzitzis, Tfilin, Mezuzah. It's not clear that what the Ritva says is really true, because it's not clear that his raya from Tzitzis and Tfilin and Mezuzah is really a good raya. But we'll have to work on that. There's a lot to say. He is right. The Ritva is right that when one is wearing Tzitzis, he's still Chayev in Mitzvahs. When one is wearing Tfilin, he's Chayev in Mitzvahs. The question is why? The Ritva says that's a proof that also the mitzvah potum and a mitzvah is only if it's eif shel akayim shtein. It's not so clear that it's such a good raya. But that's the Ritva's hanocha. You gotta get the hanocha, you gotta get the assumption right. So he says, first of all, also the mitzvah potum and a mitzvah is only if it's eif shel akayim shtein. Umasha omru b'shomra aveda shepotum ilosa is pruta la'oni. The Gemara Nedarim says that someone who's a shomra aveda, watching an aveda for someone else, doesn't have to give a pruta for an oni. Ivan, what's he doing? Yaveda's in his house. He's not osik mitzvah. Is that any different than tzitzis and tefillin? It's efshel akayim shteya. It's a big deal. He says, no, hainu b'shosh sheminara matapil ba. It's when you're working on the Aveda. Gemara Bava Metzia says, every so often, you have to open the Aveda. You have to make sure it doesn't get wart holes in it. If it's a beged, you have to open it and fold it up properly, whatever, you have to take care of it. So at that time, you're being osik b'mitzvah. It's yef shel akayim shteya. You can't go into your pocket and take out money for the ani, so then you put them in a mitzvah. You don't have to give tzedakah. Dafka, if it's yef shel akayim shteya, says the Ritva. Pruta de Rav Yosef, lo shchicha kedefrishes beducha. Pruta de Rav Yosef, meaning the pruta that you have to give to the ani, when he comes, you potter from giving the pruta for the ani. Rav Yosef says that shomer aveda is a shomer sacha. We'll get to the details. Some of the other rishonim are going to mention this raya again. Shomer aveda is a shomer sacha because you're gaining. You're not a shomer chinam, a shomer for nothing. You're a shomer for pay. Who's paying you? The baal aveda is paying you. No, he's not paying you, but the Torah is paying you. But you're potter from giving tzedakah to the ani, so you're being paid a little bit. But the Gemara says it's lo shchicha. What's lo shchicha? You're part of him giving pruta to the ani for doing staka the whole time that you have the aveda in your rishus, right? Wrong. Only when you're menayer, when you're metapil ba aveda. If it's yeshu l'kayim shteim, then you're part of him. Comes the ridge for now. Now that he's made this great assumption, he says, "V'kevad lo mifter el ba'odah osik b'mitzvah zu lama likra apshita lama yaniach mitzvah zu mitnei mitzvah acheres." Now that I've proven to you from tzitzis and tefillin and mezuzah and sukkah that also makes a potter and it's just only if it's yeshal akayim shteyem. What's the pasuk? It's a smart pshuta. Why should I leave one mitzvah to do another mitzvah? Right, we're talking about where it's yeshal akayim shteyem. It's a choice, one or the other, either yeah or the nay. Right, either the first one or the second one. You can't do both of them. So if you can't do both of them, why would I think that I should drop the mitzvah I'm doing and do a different mitzvah? It doesn't make any sense, mitzvah. So why do I need a pasuk? Not only one pasuk, but two pasukim. What kind of a strange notion is this? That's the Ritva's cash. Shlomo Zok, the Ritva, two answers. Either the Hakama Shmalan, the Afilu Boy, Lohaniach Mitzvah Zulazas Mitzvah Acheres Gedola Himena, Ein Harishes Biyan. Says the Ritva, the Kama Shmalan, Beshivtach of Beisacha, is that even if the second mitzvah is Gedola Himena, Gedola Himena, I know the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says that Yatra Yodeh Matan Schar and Shal Mitzvahs, we don't know which mitzvah is greater, but Let's say it's gedola. It seems gedola, whether it's gedola or not gedola. You can't leave the first mitzvah to do the second mitzvah. Meaning, the gzeres hakosav is not that osik b'mitzvah is part of another mitzvah. It's that osik b'mitzvah is osur to do another mitzvah. That's the chiddush. That osik b'mitzvah is part of another mitzvah. That's a svara. That osik b'mitzvah is osur b'mitzvah acheres. That's not a svara at all. Why would I think it's osur? Even if it's Yev Shalakai Mishneim, I say, I'm potter, but why Osir? Kamashul on the potter, it's like a Osir. Why is it Osir? I'm very involved. Shagadai, the Chamin, if to Rehuda, if to me, no, I believe Boilin, Mishva, Kolim, Evadida, Hersh, is the other. I think you're potter, but you're allowed to the other. Kamashul on came to the potter, Min Ha'acheres, Harei, Yetz, Lo, Arshav, Kedav, Shavishus. To Osir, Lo, Niyad, Mitzvah, Zabin, Nedav, Shin, Shavishus. The Xeris, Akos, Mishiv, Tukha, Mesecha, teaches me that if I'm Osir, the Mitzvah, then other mitzvahs are dvarim shel rishus. They're not mitzvahs. I'm not mechuyev in these other mitzvahs. I'm only mechuyev in the mitzvah I'm doing. B'shivtach of Beisach teaches me not only is also the mitzvah potter than a mitzvah, but the second mitzvah that I'm not doing is a dvar shel rishus. I'm not even chayev in it. It's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. That's the kamash malon of the pasuk, according to the first day in ritva. The chamashlan of the pasuk is that if I'm osek a mitzvah, then the second mitzvah is not a mitzvah. I'm not mechuyev in that mitzvah bechalal. It's like a davar shel rishus. It's like eating lunch. Right? I mean, seriously, it's like eating. It's a davar shel rishus. It's mutter to do certain things. You can eat lunch. You can talk to your family. You can play basketball. Right? But that's what it is. It's a davar shel rishus. I'm not mechuyev in that mitzvah at all. I'm only mechuyev in the first mitzvah. Wow, that's quite a chiddush. That's not a svara. Svara is he's potter min ha-mitzvah. You're also the mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. But the chiddush of the pasuk, Zok the Ritva, is that you're not only potter min ha-mitzvah, but ein o chayev mitzvah ha-shein is klal. It's like a davar shel rishus. Olim dein rakosu, says the Ritva. I'll give you a second pshat also. You don't have to go so far like the first pshat. Olim dein rakosu. Even if the second mitzvah has a zman kavua, like Kriyishma has a zman kavua, right? Shapach of Kumecha, Shal Kriyishma Shal Shachar, Shal Arbis, there's a zman kavua for Kriyishma. Shchitas HaPesach, it's on the 14th of Nisan. The Kodem Lachem Bas Lo Mitzvah, Cheresheth Vavlanu Menu Acheres, Dim Yaskel Bo. And now you have a mitzvah that comes first. So if you're osek in the first mitzvah, you'll be mevatel kriyishma, mevatel shchitas ha-pesach. You know the other mitzvah is coming. It's not there yet. But you know the other mitzvah is coming. And if you're osek in one mitzvah, you'll be mevatel in the second mitzvah. Kamashul on the pasuk, v'ashoyehu lahaschil bizu shabos liyado arshav. V'yibotel minu acheres yibotel. The chiddush of the pasuk is not that osek in mitzvah is part of the mitzvah. The chiddush is that osek mitzvah potter min a mitzvah, even if the other mitzvah has a zman kavua. And you know that that zman is coming. And you're going to start mitzvah aleph, and as a result of that, you're not going to be able to do mitzvah bay. So I would think, who gives you the right to start mitzvah aleph? Why aren't you porik old from the second mitzvah by starting mitzvah aleph? You're porik old. Dr. Ritva, no. Kamashmal and Kosek, you're not a porik old. To teach me that osek b'mitzvah is potter min ha-mitzvah. Let's say I'm osek in tefillin. The fact that I don't have to, I'm putting on my tefillin mamish, and an ani comes to collect tzedakah. So I don't have to give tzedakah to the ani. That the mitzvah tzedakah is not a zman kavua. It's not a mitzvah shezman kavua. The fact that I'm potter min ha-mitzvah, that's taka svar. The chiddush of the pasuk is that even if the second mitzvah is mitzvah shezman kavua, and I know that mitzvah is coming, and by doing the first mitzvah, I'm not going to be able to do that second mitzvah, so I would think, well, I shouldn't do that. I'm poric old from the second mitzvah, but even the first mitzvah. Well, I found the pasuk, I'm still part of the mitzvah, I'm part of the second mitzvah. Yeah, these are the two approaches that the Ritva offers to explain what the Gzeres HaKasuv is teaching. The Svara is also the mitzvah is part of the mitzvah. But what's the Gzeres HaKasuv teaching me? Either that it's also to do the second mitzvah, or that also the mitzvah is part of the mitzvah, even if the second mitzvah is not a kavua, and I know it's coming. I know when I start the first mitzvah that the second mitzvah is coming. Avol b'kein, I'm part of the mitzvah. I can start my first mitzvah, and as a result, I'll push off the second mitzvah. It doesn't matter. Even though I know the second mitzvah is coming, I still can start the first mitzvah, and I'll be part of the second. Yes?
Within the first answer that the Ritva gives, so when he says in the beginning that it's only when it's Yashur the Kain Shnayim, okay, fine, so I wear my thesis, and I'm able to go learn now. What schar am I getting if it's just a davar shel rishus? It's like I'm eating lunch. Which happens to be in the form of Talmud Torah, but there's schar, I'm not getting schar mitzvah, I'm getting schar
the first mitzvah is what? The second mitzvah?
Ephraim tzitzis.
Okay.
So now, the Ritva says we're so chayav to do, or we know that we're so chayav to learn.
Because it's Efshel Lekayim Shnei. Talmud Torah and tzitzis, you can do
it. No, the second I put my tzitzis on, it's now just a rishos, according to the first answer.
No, according to the first answer, the moment that I'm misatev mitzitzis, when I'm actually putting on the tzitzis, I don't have to learn. But once it's on my body, I'm not misatev mitzitzis, I'm not doing a maisa anymore, then it's Efshel Lekayim Shnei. It's not Efshel Lekayim Shnei when I'm putting on the tzitzis. When I'm looking at the Rashba, I'm looking at the Ritva, I'm putting on my tzitzis. That's not Efshel Lekayim Shnei. But once I finish putting the tzitzis on, then it is Efshel Lekayim Shnei, Zok the Ritva. So then I'm talking about Chuyiv in both.
So while I'm putting it on, it's a Rishos, and then the second I...
100%. Of course. 100%, yes.
Yeah. In his first answer, let's say you hadn't started the mitzvah yet, and you know there's going to be a bigger mitzvah. Meaning one mitzvah is coming now, but you know there's a bigger mitzvah coming up later.
About even bigger.
Or just another mitzvah.
If you know, according to the first answer, if you have a mitzvah that's manu kavua coming up, maybe I wouldn't be part of another mitzvah. Maybe I should do the first mitzvah. Because who says that a mitzvah Right, who says that I'm allowed to start a mitzvah to exempt myself from a mitzvah that's coming up in the future? If I know it's kavua. Right, that's only the first answer. The second answer is saying, no, the chiddush of the pasuk is that even if it's a mitzvah shezman or kavua, even if it's a mitzvah shezman or kavua, I still can start the first mitzvah, although it'll exempt me from the second mitzvah. I'm not sure that the first answer is like, is taking stance on that question. The first, according to the first answer, he's saying a totally different chiddush. He's saying the kamashmalan of the pasuk is that it's also to do the second mitzvah. He's not distinguishing between different mitzvahs, zman kavua, not zman kavua. He's saying a chiddush in the p'tur.
Right.
But it's not just the p'tur. It's that you're not even mechuyev in the second mitzvah once you're also in the mitzvah.
Only once you've started the mitzvah. Let's say I know, meaning you know there's a mitzvah at 9 o'clock. That you would have there's gonna be a mitzvah at 9 o'clock, a mitzvah opportunity, a chas, whatever, and at 8:55. So, like someone comes to your door and needs help, and it's gonna vata the second mitzvah. So do you have to do the first mitzvah, or can you choose? You have to do the first one. You're not always doing mitzvah yet.
According to the Ritva in the first day, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. He's only saying once I started the first mitzvah, then I'm not looking at the second. That's all he's saying. Yeah.
Within that, don't we have the concept of Eimavir Nala Mitzvos?
Eimavir Nala Mitzvos. Eimavir Nala Mitzvos, he's saying, once the first mitzvah presents itself, so why should I wait to the second? Maybe that only applies if the mitzvahs are shkulin. If the other one is more important, again, it's hard to know what is more important. There are certain mitzvahs that we know are more important. The Moshel, Bris Milah, Karban Pesach, these are mitzvahs Seshi Yesh Bem Kares. Okay, whatever. It's hard to know what mitzvah is more important. But assuming that the second mitzvah is more important, maybe Zman Kavua is a criterion to reckon with. Yes.
Is the thought that I might have, in the second answer to your question, I might have been considered Porek Ol because if I waited on the first one and then I did the Zman Kavua, then I could go back and do the second one. Do the first one. I could if I
right. Exactly. So this yesod of the Ritva, the first teretz, is something that can explain many other issues in this sukkah. It's a very important yisod. And it almost seems like the poskim actually passed it this way, like the first day of the Ritva. That osig mitzvah potem min ha-mitzvah doesn't only mean there's a p'tur, but that you're actually not mechuyev in the second mitzvah b'chol. It's a very important yisod in the whole sukkah. What do I mean? Okay, let's take one other kashin that the Achronim has. The Pnei Yeshua has a very important kashin in the sukkah. Yeshua asks, the Mishnah tells us Shluchei Mitzvah Ptur Min HaSukkah. The Mishnah teaches us that Osik Mitzvah Ptur Min HaMitzvah applies to Sukkah. Like you're Osik in the Mitzvah, in some Mitzvah, you're Ptur Min HaMitzvah, Ptur from Sukkah. That's what the Mishnah is teaching me. The Braisa quotes the Mokar from Kriya Shema. So fact of Pnei Yeshua, why do I have a Mishnah that Osik Mitzvah Ptur Min HaMitzvah applies to Sukkah? Why shouldn't it apply to Sukkah? Sukkah is so special. Sukkah is different. It's like any other mitzvah. I have a Mishnah in Brachas that teaches me that a chasin is part of him Kriya Shema. So that's the mokah. The shivtach of Pesach, the rabbi of Aderech, part of the mitzvah, part of the chasin. I can understand, since the mokah of Osik mitzvah, part of the mitzvah from Kriya Shema. And we'll see later in the Gemara, there's another mokah from where? From Shchitas HaPesach, we'll see. It's a long sugya. The sugya ends on Chafei HaMedbezit. The Gemara is going to say that Osik Mitzvah Potem and HaMitzvah is not learned from Kriya Shema, it's learned from Pesach Sheni, the sugya Pesach Sheni, that you're allowed to be metame yourself before Pesach Rishon, and then you have to bring a Pesach Sheni. What gives you the right to be metame yourself? It's a mitzvah Shizman HaKavu, we just said, right? Karban Pesach is a mitzvah Shizman HaKavu, but you're allowed to be metame yourself, and then you'll be Potem from bringing the Karban Pesach. That's another marker that Osik Mitzvah is Potem and HaMitzvah. So I can understand, you have a Mishnah in Masech Tabrachis about Chosam, Potem, and Kriya Shema. You have a Mishnah in Psachim that you can pat yourself in Karban Pesach, being Osik Mitzvah. That's the Mokah for the Din. Right? You tell me the Mokah is from Karban Pesach, the Mokah is from Kriya Shema, so I understand. I have Mishnayos and those Masechtas that teach me the Din. But Sukkah? What Sukkah? Why have a Mishnah in Sukkah? Why do we need a Mishnah in Sukkah to teach me the same halacha that we learned in Kriya Shema and Karban Pesach? The Pnei Yeshua's kasha. It's a pella. Bishlama and Brachas and Psachim, I can understand you should have a Mishnah to teach me the thing, because that's where also the Mitzvah Potem and the Mitzvah is learned from. From Chasim Potem and Kriyishma, Meshiv the Chavesecha, Bulak the Chavarech. But what's up with Sukkah? Why should I have another Mishnah to teach me the same halacha by Sukkah?
Yeah. Is it that the Mishnah is in Sukkahs, or that the Mishnah is using the example of Sukkah?
The Mishnah is in the Sech of Sukkah. It's teaching me the same halacha by Sukkah.
But it's also using the example of Sukkah. Like, wouldn't it make...
What's the difference? Shluchei mitzvah abtur min ha-sukkah. Osig b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Why do you have to give me a chiddush? Why do I have to teach me the halacha by Sukkah? It's true by all mitzvahs. Once I'm osig b'mitzvah, patur from a different mitzvah. So the Yeshua gives several answers to this question. The first answer, which I didn't ask you to see, is a somewhat technical answer. Yeshua says, Pashat, that maybe Taka, I don't need the first bava of the Mishnah. The first bava of the Mishnah is not a Chiddush. Shulchan Mitzvah Pter Min HaSukkah. I know that. That's also a Mitzvah part of the Mishnah. I know that from the Mishnah in Brachos. So what's it doing here? Lo Zu Av Zukatan. The real Chiddush of the Mishnah, the first Chiddush of the Mishnah is Cholim Misham Shem Pter Min HaSukkah. The last part of it is also a chiddush, but the first chiddush is cholim v'sham shem p'tur min ha-sukkah. Why is the cholim p'tur from the sukkah? Why? Also the mitzvah. Pashup shot is not like that. We'll see. It's not complicated, but pashup shot is not like that. Why is the cholim p'tur from the sukkah?
I don't know.
It's that! Who said that? Keep up. Jonathan down. Jacob down. Right? Cholim Sham Shem is part of Mitzar Potem in HaSukkah. Mitzar Potem in HaSukkah. It's not also the Mitzvah Potem in HaMitzvah. What Mitzvah is the Cholim doing? What Mitzvah is he doing? Mitzar Potem in HaSukkah. It's a new halach. Talk to Penashua. Lozu Av Zukatani. We're going to mention Mitzar Potem in HaSukkah. So I got this. We throw in. And you know, also the Mitzvah Potem in HaMitzvah also. Shluchim are also Potem in HaSukkah. Very technical answer. It's not that there's something fundamental. Technical. We also mentioned that Osig Mitzvah is part of that sukkah also. Akiva.
Why can't
the Gemara give an example on Almana, Tzichayev, and Sula is Pater? So that already just told us that
there are some mitzvahs that are yes and some no. We need to know where does the sukkah fall under the category of?
Why would I think it doesn't fall under
a
regular category?
Is the sukkah more like a Sula or a Almana? I don't know. Is it just...
So first of all, sukkah is like neither. No, I'm serious. No, it's not mash, not Torah b'mashav, it's mitzvah. It's also b'mitzvah mamish. Excuse me. Sukkah is the second mitzvah. Also b'mitzvah is potter min asukkah. You're potter from doing sukkah if you're also getting mitzvah A.
Sukkah is a mitzvah.
Okay.
But we want to know, there are certain mitzvahs that like suggest that you're still higher than other ones? And
No, but you're mixing up mitzvah aleph with mitzvah beis. Sukkah is the second mitzvah that you're potter from if you're doing mitzvah A. So if I'm doing a mitzvah b'yadayim, I'm potter in a sukkah. Why is sukkah any different than any other mitzvah that I'm potter from if I'm doing a mitzvah b'yadayim? That's the kash. The first answer is technical. Lozu av sukkah tani, the real chiddush of the Mishnah is mitzvah potter in a sukkah. But I got that, we mentioned shluchim mitzvah also. Then the Pnei Yeshua says, no. It's something special to sukkah. I think that also the mitzvah part of the mitzvah doesn't apply to sukkah. That's why I need the Mishnah to teach me the chiddush. The makor is not from sukkah. Makor is from kriyishma or from shchita sapesa. But I need to mention the din legabe sukkah because I think that the din doesn't apply to sukkah. Why not? Maishne. Well, Nirali says the Pnei Yeshua leinian sukkah ikar abusat vet. Avagad bechol shal v'sha over mitzvah say the sukkah. First of all, kol shah v'shah over mitzvah say the sukkah. If you're eating outside the sukkah, you're being mevatel the mitzvah every moment. Being mevatel the mitzvah every moment, kol shah v'shah, you're being mevatel the mitzvah. Kol shah v'shah, you're being mevatel the mitzvah. It's not always like that you're being mevatel the mitzvah, kol shah v'shah. Every moment, if the ani comes, he comes to collect stock. As I'm part of the mitzvah, I'm giving stock to the ani. But he's not here. I'm not violating that kol shav v'shav. Right, so I would think maybe osig mitzvah is part of the mitzvah if it's a one-time bittel. I'm osig the mitzvah. I'm part of the mitzvah. I don't have to do the other mitzvah. One-time bittel, that's okay. But kol shav v'shav over and over and over again. I'm osik the mitzvah, so now I don't have to sit in the sukkah. I'm osik the mitzvah, so I can continue eating. I can continue eating outside the sukkah. Who says kol shon b'shon? I can be mevatel. Sukkah special. The Ode says the Pnei Yeshua, lo domi l'shar mitzvah, say, she'en anel b'shevi al pasek, k'shev al domayim. Most mitzvahs, I say, when you're not doing them, it's shevi al pasek, it's passive. You don't put on tefillin, you don't put on tzitzis, you're not doing something active, you're being passive. So I think that osik mitzvahs, part of a mitzvah, only if you're being mevatel from a mitzvah, not doing something by being passive. Shein came besuka as of the Pnei Yeshua. Ikanami isura bekumba asei kishaocha v'shosu v'yoshin chos besuka. By suka, I'm not mevatel the mitzvah b'shevi al tas. I'm mevatel the mitzvah bekumba asei v'yadai. Of the Pnei Yeshua, suka is a special mitzvah. It's a new mitzvah. Totally different. Normally, if you don't do a mitzvah, you're mevatel, a mitzvah saseh, you're mevatel it bekum, be shevi al tas. I don't put on tefillin. I don't blow shofar. Right? I don't eat matzah on the Seder night. I'm mevatel be shevi al tas. I'm being passive. That's normally what you are when you're mevatel a mitzvah saseh. But sukkah, says the Pnei Yeshua, it's not like that. Sukkah, I'm mevatel the mitzvah saseh bekum baaseh. It's something special. Normally, the difference between mitzvah saseh and mitzvah lo saseh is that if I'm a vatal mitzvah saseh, I'm being passive. If I'm a vatal mitzvah lo saseh, I'm being active. I'm eating chaz, I'm eating the beil, I'm eating chomets. I'm doing something active to go against the Torah. Says the Pnei Yeshua, sukkah is different. There, I'm eating outside the sukkah. I'm doing something b'kum ba'aseh. I'm a vatal the mitzvah actively b'kum ba'aseh. I think sukkah breaks the rules. I'd say osik mitzvah potam and a mitzvah. That's where I'm gonna remain b'shevi al tasa. I'm not gonna do the second mitzvah. I'm mevatel it passively. But who says that I'm potam and a sukkah? Shluchim mitzvah p'tur min a sukkah. Vushteit. Why should I assume that shluchim mitzvah p'tur min a sukkah? But I'm mevatel the mitzvah sukkah actively by eating outside the sukkah. I think to say it a little fancier. The Pnei Yeshua is saying, I think that sukkah is not like a regular mitzvah say a positive, but rather it's really like an isser asay almost. An isser asay, meaning there's an isser that's generated from a mitzvah asay. But sukkah's teishu shiva, you know what's the mitzvah? To sit in the sukkah? No, the mitzvah is not to eat outside the sukkah. The mitzvah is not a positive, it's a lack of a negative. Don't do the negative. Don't eat outside. It's an isser asay. It's a phrase that the Achronim use in some context. An isser asay. I think sukkah is totally different. If sukkah is an isser asay, then what is it like? It's almost like a mitzvah sukkah. Almost, not quite. Just like no one would say that osik b'mitzvah potter mi mitzvah sukkah. Well, if I'm osik b'mitzvah, let's say I'm putting on my tefillin. So I'm allowed to eat chazer when I put on my tefillin. If I'm blowing shofar, someone's blowing shofar for me, I can eat chazer, I can eat nevela, I can violate all mitzvahs lo saseh, while I'm doing mitzvahs, that's ridiculous. There's no havam here, that's true. Osik b'mitzvah can be potter from mitzvahs saseh. You're not potter from kol ha-Torah kuli, you're not potter from mitzvahs lo saseh. Of course you're never allowed to eat chazer, nevela, chametz of pesach. Can't do mitzvahs lo saseh. Zokta b'nei Yeshua, I think sukkah's like a mitzvahs lo saseh. Why? Because the nature of the mitzvah say, the isser say, is that you're not allowed to eat outside the sukkah. The bittul of the mitzvah is bekum ba'aseh, so it's like a lav. So I think, just like osik b'mitzvah is chayev b'lavim, I think osik b'mitzvah is still chayev b'sukkah. Chomash malon, no. That since this isser is still generated by a mitzvah saseh, it's not a lo saseh. It's generated by a mitzvah saseh. It has a din of a mitzvah saseh. So osik mitzvah batim and a mitzvah applies to sukkah as well. That's the Pnei Yeshua second. Okay? I mean, two parts of the second answer, right? The first answer is Lozo of Zuketani, that it's really technical, that really the Chiddush is Mitzvah Patim in HaSukkah, but we just put Shluchim Mitzvah in there. Well, the second is that Sukkah is different. Sukkah is different because, first of all, you're over B'chol Shah B'shah, and secondly, the very nature of the Mitzvah of Sukkah is fundamentally different than other Mitzvah Seh. Because the Bittul of Sukkah is Bekum Vaseh, it's not B'Shevi Al Taseh. It's almost like a Mitzvah Sloz Haseh, because it's an Isser Haseh. So I think that just like Osik Mitzvah Chayv, Mitzvah Sloz Haseh, so to Sukkah, the kada bichai b'sukkah. Kamash one also the mitzvah part of the mitzvah in my mitzvah. And that's the finish of the second text. What's difficult about the finish of the second text?
The kireg is kash. The shoyl, right? The chacham echad. Kireg calls the chacham echad malas kfod taras. Who asked the shayla? What's the shayla?
So this is not a. It's all about the shuva. It's passive. It's not.
Okay. But even if you like the Pnei Rosh Shimon's svar that sukkah is active, that the bittul of sukkah is active, what's the problem? What's he saying? What's the Pnei Rosh Shimon saying? I need the chiddush of the Mishnah Shluchim Mitzvah Pter Min HaSukkah because I think sukkah is different. I think sukkah is different. That it's totally different type of mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah to do something. It's a mitzvah not to do something negative, not to eat outside of sukkah. It's not a mitzvah to do. It's a mitzvah not to do. Right? It's not a mitzvah saseh that the bittul is b'shevi al taseh. It's a mitzvah saseh that the bittul is b'kum aseh, right? So I think that osik b'mitzvah is chai b'mitzvah sukkah because it's not like all the mitzvah saseh. Kamash v'landa. How do I know kamash v'landa? The Mishnah says kamash v'landa. And what's the marker for the Mishnah? What's the marker? Marker from Kriyashma or from Mishpita Sapesa, right? How are you mavakal shkita sapesa? How are you mavakal kriyashma? Shevi al tasa. The makar that also admits is part of the mitzvah is from a mitzvah, a regular mitzvah sasa, that the bittul is b'shevi al tasa. The Pershua wants to tell me that sukkah is a different type of mitzvah. So I think that maybe also admits is part of the mitzvah doesn't apply to sukkah. That's why the Mishnah has to tell me. But just one second. What's the makar that also admits is part of the mitzvah? From kriyashma and Pesach. But Kriyashma and Shchitas of Pesach are not like Sukkah according to the Pnei Yeshua. So how can I learn one from the other? The Pnei Yeshua thought he solved the problem, but he jumped from the frying pan into the fire. What problem is he solving? His problem was, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Why do I have to mention Osig Mitzvah and Mitzvah in the context of Sukkah? It's like every other mitzvah. So talk to Pnei Yeshua, it's not like every other mitzvah. Sukkah's different. Because the mitzvah is not to eat in the sukkah, the mitzvah is not to eat outside the sukkah. So once you tell me sukkah is different than other mitzvahs, how can I learn also the mitzvah about them and the mitzvah by sukkah from the other mitzvahs? You answer the kasha by creating a bigger kasha. You were troubled with the Mishnah, so now I don't understand the makor by sukkah. What do you want from me, you know? You were troubled, why do I need this chiddush? So you've answered the chiddush shkoyach, but now you don't even have a mukkah for the din, because sukkah is so different than all the other mitzvahs. I don't even understand why should it be that osig mitzvah is part of a mitzvah by sukkah. How can I learn from kriyashma and karpen pesach? Sukkah is totally different from them. The bittul of sukkah is b'kum ba'aseh, it's like a lav. So maybe taka osig mitzvah is chayav for sukkah, because how can I do it? How can I be mevatel the mitzvah by eating outside the sukkah? What gives me the right to do that? Kriyashma and Pesach? Kriyashma and Shchitas Pesach has nothing to do with sukkah. There the bittul is b'shevi al taseh. There also the mitzvah is part of the mitzvah. But how do I know by sukkah? Pellet. It's a pellet. Dr. Kideger to the Chacham Echad. It's a gigantic kasha. But your whole hanach is wrong. You misunderstood what the mitzvah sukkah is all about. You misunderstood what the mitzvah sukkah is all about. It's not what you think it is. It's not an iser aseh. It's really a mitzvah aseh. Like the simple pshat and pasuk, lechol basukkah. Not shalo lechol chutz lasukkah. The Kireges says, your assumption of your kasha chacham echad, malas kfon taraso, is incorrect. Because it's not the mitzvah of sukkah. The mitzvah of sukkah is a positive, not a lack of negative. What's his raya that sukkah must be a positive? What's his raya? Kireg is raya. What's his raya, remember? Bracha, exactly. Gedalia. Bracha. Kireg says, look, you make a bracha, leishe basukkah. Do you make a bracha on mitzvah slo saseh? Make a bracha on mitzvah saseh? So mistama, it's a positive. What are you coming off to say? Sukkah is different than all other mitzvahs. It's not. It's the same as other mitzvahs. So your kasha never begins. Of course, I can learn osik mitzvah, batim and mitzvah by sukkah from Shchitas HaPesach and Kriyashma, because sukkah is like all the other mitzvahs.
That's a very nice answer. Kireg's answer. Yeah, but the problem is the Pnei Yeshua didn't buy that. The Chacham Echad is asking because he holds that Sukkah is like the Pnei Yeshua. Sukkah is an Isser Aseh. So the problem is if Sukkah is an Isser Aseh, so then Taka, how do I learn that Osig Mitzvah is Potem and a Mitzvah by Sukkah? From Kriyashma and Shechitas HaPesach are not an Isser Aseh. Those are positive mitzvahs. So maybe Osig Mitzvah Potem and a Mitzvah, when I'm Osig Mitzvah, I can be B'Shevi Al Tas in another Mitzvah, but who says I can be B'Kumba Aseh to violate eating outside the Sukkah? If I learn like the Pnei Yeshua, the Taka, it's a Kasha. How can I learn Osig Mitzvah Potem and a Mitzvah by Sukkah from Kriyashma and Shechitas HaPesach? The Chacham Echad's Kasha is a Gevaldik Akasha. Vegas says not a kasha because he argues with the Pnei Yeshua. He argues to machlokas achronim how to understand the nature of the mitzvah of sukkah. But if you take the Pnei Yeshua's approach that sukkah is taka and isser asay, not to eat outside the sukkah, so then how do I know the osik mitzvah potem and mitzvah by sukkah from Kriyashma and Pesach? Sukkah is totally a different mitzvah. So who says that you potem and mitzvah by sukkah? Yeah.
So here you're saying it's the same as everything else.
Yeah.
But
so, what's the answer? Right? You take Rabbi Kireg's approach in Sukkah, that Sukkah is like Kriyashma and Pesach, it's just a positive mitzvah. So how do you answer the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha, why I need Shluchim Mitzvah to Terminah Sukkah over here? What's the answer?
The first answer,
exactly, Michael, right? That's what you wanted to say, also? Yeah. The first answer, that's why I introduced it. Lo Zav Sukkah. Right? Technical. Right? We'll say technical then. The Pnei Yeshua says, I don't want to say technical. That's the first thing. But then he wants to go fundamental. If you go fundamental, then we don't understand what the Makar is. How can I say Osik Mitzvah Pata Nehem Mitzvah by Sukkah? Michael.
Can you not stay fundamental and then just say the first half of the second answer?
It's still fundamental. You're over the how are you saying? Over
so
the
second answer. So you say the first half without the second half? Why were they... I mean, there's everyone with your internet's a mitzvah, that was one half, and there's every second that you're in the sukkah is a mitzvah, so you would have thought it was different. Mashallah, it's not. The second half, there's three answers really, but we compared the seconds.
Right, but the problem is, isn't the kasha a kasha on the second answer? So once you say sukkah is special, so then how can I learn the osig mitzvah potem and a mitzvah by sukkah from Kriyashma and Pesach? You're still not over b'chol shor b'shor by Kriyashma and Pesach, right? So I saw Rav Zsolti in his Mishnas Yaidis, he wants to suggest that you know what the answer for the Pnei Yeshua is? The Pnei Yeshua is learning like the Rizvah. Think about it. What's the Gzeres HaKosav teaching me? Again, the kasha we have is, according to the Pnei Yeshua, that Sukkah is fundamentally a different type of mitzvah. How can I learn Osig Mitzvah Potem and Mitzvah by Sukkah from Kriyashma and Pesach? But to answer that kasha, you really have to go back and ask yourself, what am I learning from Kriyashma? What's the Gzeres HaKosav? What am I learning? What's the Chiddush? Isn't it a svar? I'm also in one mitzvah, I'm part of another mitzvah. What am I learning? If you learn it the first day in the Ritvah, that the Gzeres HaKosav is what? That when I'm osik in the first mitzvah, the second mitzvah is like a dovah shoulder shore. I'm not chayiv in the second mitzvah at all. That's what you're learning from the Shidduch of Masechta Berachah Chavaderech. Then does it matter what kind of mitzvah it is? Right? If I'm not mechuyev in the second mitzvah, so who cares whether it's Kriyashma, Pesach, or Sukkah? There is no mitzvah. The whole kasha we had is how can I learn from Kriyashma and Pesach to Sukkah that Osig mitzvah is part of the mitzvah by Sukkah? Maybe by Kriyashma and Pesach, Osig Mitzvah is part of the mitzvah. Because the Bittul HaMitzvah is only B'Shevi Al Tas. I'm being passive by not reading Kriyashma. So if I'm Osig in one mitzvah, I don't have to read Kriyashma. I don't have to Shech the Karban Pesach. But how do I know that I'm allowed to eat outside the Sukkah where I'm a Vatel HaMitzvah B'Yadayim, I'm a Vatel HaMitzvah B'Yadayim? How do I know that? The answer is, if the Pnei Yeshua is learning like the Rizvah in the first Pshat, so then he's saying the whole Gzeres HaKosav is that if I'm Osig B'mitzvah, then every other mitzvah is a Dovah Shor B'Shus. That's the Gzeres HaKosav. So that's the Gzeres HaKosav, that it covers everything. Even Sukkah. Because if I'm not M'chuyev in Sukkah, then my eating outside the sukkah is not an Isser Aseh. I'm not eating outside the sukkah. I'm eating outside the physical sukkah, but I'm not violating the mitzvah Aseh of Basukkah, Steishu, Shivas Yomim, Bekom Baseh. I'm not violating anything. Because if I'm Osik B'mitzvah, I'm not Mechuyev in the mitzvah sukkah. So my eating outside on sukkahs is like eating outside on Pesach. It's like eating outside in the middle of Shvat. There's no bindle of the mitzvah Saseh. That's what I'm learning from Kriya Shema and Pesach. The reason why I need the Mishnah is because you think that that Sukkah is different. It's different in the nature of the mitzvah. So that's why the Tan of the Mishnah mentions the Ptur of Osing Mitzvah Potem and a Mitzvah by Sukkah. But ultimately, the reason why you are Potem in a Sukkah, it's because the nature of the halacha is such that if I'm osik b'mitzvah, I'm not chayiv in any other mitzvah. So then I'm not chayiv in sukkah either. So then all the mitzvahs are the same. Whether you're mavata the mitzvah passively, you're mavata the mitzvah actively, it doesn't matter, l'maisa. So we can understand what the chiddush of the first line of the Mishnah is, but you also can understand how I can learn that din by sukkah from Kriya Shema. Yes.
So now let's say I'm on my way to be in the Kabbalah of Rabbi B'chag, and I stop to eat, and there happens to be a sukkah. So of course, what we're saying, I'm not getting any schar. Again, back to my question before, there's no schar for me.
You ask a good question.
What you're basically asking is, according to the mitzvah, right? If I'm osik b'mitzvah, is there any point in doing the second mitzvah? That's what you're asking, right? So who takes a stand on that? Let's say it's not actually. Okay, it could be actually kind of right. You're right. But let's say it's not actually kind of thing. So am I doing a mitzvah with the second mitzvah? Am I actually Mekayim a mitzvah? So you're Taka right. According to the mitzvah, it sounds like you're not being Mekayim a mitzvah. Who says that you are being Mekayim a mitzvah? So that also the mitzvah potter in a mitzvah, he might be potter from the second mitzvah, but if he does the mitzvah, he really is being Mekayim a mitzvah. If he does the second mitzvah, who says that? Anyone? Mishnah Berurah. Where? What's the case that the Mishnah Berurah mentions? What's the case? Shomer? Shomer Aveda or? Shomer Sameis. Remember the Mishnah Berurah is talking about Matzah, Moshe, good. Right? The Mishnah Berurah talks about what happens if someone, we're going on a Shulchan Aruch. We're going to mention this at the end, but we'll go a little out of order. Because if this is what you mentioned, then we will address it. Now, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? Shulchan Aruch, verse 4. Another space. Ochal kezayis matzah v'hu nichpa v'esh tusa. The person's a shoter. He's mentally incapable. Then he has a refuah. So what's the din? He eats matzah when he's a shoter. Al pidin, he's potter min ha-mitzvah. And then he's the Srapin on the Seder night. The Chayiv Lechol Achash in the Srapin. Then he has to eat again. Because when he ate, he showed that he was a Shota, he was part of the Kol HaMitzvahs. He has to eat again. Makes a lot of sense, right? Person is a Shota, he's not Chayiv the Mitzvahs. So if he ate the Matzah, okay, but that's not a Maisa Mitzvah. It's not a Maisa Mitzvah, then he has to eat again. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah explains. He says when he was a shota, he's not bechalal ish. He has to be bechalal ish in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. If he ate it, but he's not an ish, so then he has to eat it again. They give him mashal. The Turei Evan in Rosh Hashanah says, let's say an eved k'naini eats matzah, and his odot meshacher him on the Seder night, just in case, right? He was an eved k'naini when he ate the matzah. His odot meshacher him. So now the question is, does he have to eat matzah again? So. Dr. Yevon Avadi asked him matzah again. Because when he was an Eved Kanani, he was Eina Matzuva Va'osa. I'm sorry, not matzah. I'm thinking like that. Not matzah. Let's say the Eved Kanani did a mitzvah that he's potter from. The Eved Kanani is not a chayiv in matzah because he was also chayiv in matzah. Let's say the Eved Kanani shook a luluf. He blew shofar. And then the Adon's Meshachar. It's a little different than the case I gave. Okay, let's be careful. We gotta create the cases properly. The halacha is, kol sheyesh lo b'val tochav chametz, yesh lo b'kum echal matzah. A woman is chayeves in matzah, even though it's man grom, but she's chayeves in matzah. So the Eved Kanani is chayev in mitzvahs ke'isha, and we'll also do that. But mitzvah says she has man groma, the Eved Kanani is part of it. So let's say he shook a lulav, he was misnadev the mitzvah, he volunteered the mitzvah, and then his husband freed him on cholamayit. He freed him. Does he have to shake the lulav again? You have to pick up a lulav again? He was an egg on the tzuvah also before. Right? Now he's a mitzvah, also, so he has to do the mitzvah again because he wasn't chayiv in the mitzvah before. He volunteered the mitzvah, but he wasn't chayiv in the mitzvah before. Now he's chayiv in the mitzvah, so avada, he'd have to do it again. Someone who does a mitzvah when he's a shota wasn't chayiv in the mitzvah. Now that he's not a shota, he was an estrapa, he has to do the mitzvah again. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Sharetzian, lafukei shomer aveda o mishamer ames. But if someone's a shomer aveda, someone's mishamer ames. After Gamken Potter of Nikola Mitzvahs, in Ochal Matzah, Azai Yotzi Bechob Osso, the Huish. Someone who's a Shomer Aveda, or a Shomer Sameis, he ate Matzah when he was Osik the Mitzvah, says the Mishnah Berurah, he doesn't have to eat it again. He was part of my Mitzvahs, but he was Yotzi already. He was part of my Mitzvahs, but he was Yotzi already. So he doesn't have to eat it again. Sam, that's your case, right? The Mishnah Berurah, it's clearly not a sum like the Ritva on the first day. Because if he's a sum like the Ritva, then also the mitzvah part of the mitzvah means that you have no chiyuv in the second mitzvah, then you're an ena mitzvah also in the mitzvah of matzah, when you're a shomer aveda, when you're a shomer sameis. So avada, when you're stopping osik the mitzvah, then you have to eat the matzah again. The mitzvah that an ena mitzvah also does, to be misnadei the mitzvah, that's not on the same level as a mitzvah va'osa. So if you assume like the Ritva, Avada, you should have to do the mitzvah again. The Mishnah Berurah clearly is not assuming like the first day in the Ritva. Maybe he's assuming like the second day in the Ritva, but the Chobra is not assuming like the first day in the Ritva. They point this out. It's difficult because, as we're going to see, many posts can do paskin like that Ritva. Many posts can assume that you're talking not mechuyev in the second mitzvah. So it's really a pella. It's really a pella that the Mishnah Berurah paskins this way. Maybe some achronim point that. But that's clearly what the Mishnah Berurah is assuming. He's assuming also the mitzvah is potter min ha-mitzvah, but still chayiv. He's chayiv in the second mitzvah, but there's a dispensation that he doesn't have to go through with it. But he's chayiv enough that if he pushed himself to do it, he's mekayim a mitzvah b'toras mitzvah v'osek. And then even if he's not osek b'mitzvah after a while, he doesn't have to go back and do the mitzvah. He's already yotzei. He's not like the shoita who is nisrapid, according to the Mishnah. So l'chora, that would not work with the Ritva. Okay, just to sum up over here. We have a kasha of the Ritva, that if osik mitzvah potam and a mitzvah only v'siyev shalakayim shleim, so then the question is, what is the gzeres hakas of teaching the bichlal? What is the gzeres hakas of? Well, it's hasvar, my ulma da hai mitzvah, mehai mitzvah, if I'm osik mitzvah, why should I stop that and do a different mitzvah? So the Ritva, two different answers, that either the gzeres hakas of is that not only are you potter min ha-mitzvah if you're osik b'mitzvah, but it's also to do the other mitzvah. That the other mitzvah is like a davar shel reshus, you're not mechuyev in that other mitzvah at all. The second answer is, no, maybe you're talking mechuyev, but you're potter. You don't have to do the other mitzvah, but you're still mechuyev in the mitzvah. The chiddush of the pasuk is that even if you know the mitzvah is coming, it's a mitzvah shezman ha-kavur, like shechitas ha-pesach and kriya shma, you still can get involved in the first mitzvah, although it's going to prevent you later from doing the second mitzvah. I think that if this mitzvah is manu kavua, then I can't get started with the first mitzvah. It's going to exempt me from the second mitzvah. Kamash lo ani yidu kavua. So then we pointed out that the Ritva, the first part of the Ritva, can help us explain the kasha against the Tei Yeshua too. Because the Tei Yeshua asked the second kasha. Then why does the Mishnah have to give me the special chiddush of shluchim mitzvah p'turim and asuka? Stuff pashit. If also the mitzvah is p'turim and mitzvah kol ha-Torah kula, why is sukkah any different? So first he gives a technical answer. Really the chiddush of the mitzvah of the Mishnah is the next part. Then he gives a fundamental answer that you think sukkah is different. Why is sukkah different? Because the way that you mevatel the mitzvah is b'kum ba'aseh, by eating outside the sukkah. So I think sukkah is different, so therefore I need the Tana of the Mishnah to teach me the special halacha that osik mitzvah is potter min ha-mitzvah even by sukkah. So we ask that the parashu is dach pelei ploy. If sukkah is different, so then how taka can I learn sukkah from Pesach and Kriyashma? Pesach and Kriyashma, I also admit it's part of the mitzvah because you're only mevatel the second mitzvah, b'shevi al tazav. But sukkah is different. said according to the Ritva, it's beautiful because the chiddush of also the support of the mitzvah, according to the Ritva, the whole chiddush of Kriyas Shema and Pesach is that you're not mechuyev in the second mitzvah. So if you're not mechuyev in the second mitzvah, it doesn't matter whether the bittul has become lasir, the bittul is b'shevi al tanis. Once you're also in the first mitzvah, then you're going to be partner for the second mitzvah. So we just pointed out that the nafkemina, at least one of the nafkemina, in this shaila, when the osik mitzvah potter in a mitzvah, is that your potter, your mechuyev in the mitzvah, but you have a ptur, but you really have your mitzuva in the mitzvah, the second mitzvah. Or the other approach is you're not mechuyev in the second mitzvah at all. The nafkemina is, let's say you went ahead and did the second mitzvah. Let's say you went ahead and did the second mitzvah. And then you're no longer osik b'mitzvah. Are you mechuyev to do the second mitzvah again or not? If you assume that osik mitzvah part of the mitzvah is just a ptur ba'alma, but you really had a chiyuv, it's just the Torah gave you an exemption. So you pushed yourself and did the second mitzvah, then that's good enough. You don't have to do it again. That's the Mishnah Berurah and the Sha'ar Tzion. But if you ate matzah when you shomer aveda, when you mishamer sameis, you don't have to do the mitzvah again. But if you go like the Ritva, that osik mitzvah part of the mitzvah means you're not mechuyev in the second mitzvah at all, then mechora, when you're no longer osik b'mitzvah, you got to do the mitzvah again. The fact that you did the mitzvah when you were also doing the mitzvah, you weren't mekayim the mitzvah because it was a davar shel reshus then. If it's a davar shel reshus, then lechora you weren't mekayim the mitzvah in the same way as a mitzvah va'osa. You did a mitzvah. You did something. It's no different than the noshim. You did something, but you weren't mekayim the mitzvah like a mitzvah va'osa. So now that you're a mitzvah va'osa, lechora you'd be mechuyev to do the mitzvah again. Okay, tomorrow we still have to figure out the Shaila, the earlier Shaila, right? We jumped a little bit in the Makaros. There's a very interesting discussion in Yeridaya. What's the din of Tashlumin? Right? Osig b'mitzvah, let's say someone has a Hatzalah call. Hatzalah call. He has a Hatzalah call early in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, before Alof HaShachar, let's say, 5:30 in the morning, and it extends until the end of Zman Tfilah Shachar. We know normally if you miss Tfilah Shachar, what do? You miss if you're an honest and Tfilah Shachar, not feeling well or something, so then you daven Tashlumin, you daven Mincha, and then you daven a Tashlumin for Shachar. What's the din? If you're Osik b'tzorcha tzibur, let's say you're Osik b'mitzvah, and you miss an entire Zman of the Tfilah, do we say that you have a din of Tashlumin to daven two Tfilahs for the next Zman, or maybe there's no din of Tashlumin over here? Look at some of the Makaros, we'll see that might be dependent on the Shachar.